Today on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so I made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We're talking about Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. This episode could be famous, could be a big success, because we follow that dreamer, Joseph, as he goes to Egypt, wins the favor of the king, and watches his 11 brothers grovel before him. So raise your berets to those Canaan days, and raise your berets to our theme song.
Okay, I'm a goat.
You're a goat?
Mm-hmm. Greatest of all times. I'm a goat of many colors. Sorry.
I wanted to make a movie called Gog.
And what is that?
It's like the best goat. So it's like the greatest of all goats. It sounds like a Pixar movie, right?
But here's the deal. This
not a Pixar, but whoever made Ferdinand.
But here's the thing. Goat is not going to last. This is like a fad that the kids these days are saying.
Well, I know. But so let's get in there. You know, let's do it now while we still have time.
By the time you get it out, it's going to be like two years too late.
Yeah, I mean, it's still the acronym still works. That's not going to like not make sense in 3 years.
You know what I mean? No, if you put out a movie, G-O-A-G, no one will know what that is at all.
Goat, greatest of all goats. You say that in the title.
Okay.
Let's say he's like a boxer or something. Goats boxing.
So is the title, hold on, is the title Greatest of All Goats or is the title G-O-A-G?
G period O period A period G period. And then underneath it says Greatest of All Goats.
Okay.
Gog. This summer.
Okay. Gog. Bobby Newport. Raise a beret to freedom.
Something they will never take.
To Egypt. It's not good.
It's not bad.
But it's not the greatest of all goats.
Okay.
Go-kay. Go-g-k.
Go-g-k. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them. Parentheses, the musicals. I'm James and...
I'm Elise.
And guys, this is the podcast of Can't Talking. I just made that a thing.
What?
I don't know. Instead, we've been doing the year of for so many months now.
Oh, the podcast.
And so instead of a couple of weeks ago, we stumbled across the year of Can't Talking, which is a great phrase.
Yeah, we didn't do one last week.
I know. And so I thought, what a great time to take a break and just say, you know what? This is the podcast of Can't Talking. Because, I mean, how often does that... Well, there's a great example right there.
And that's it.
I mean, we do that a lot, right?
We can't really talk.
I think I've said this before on the podcast, but at least once a time, like while we're recording, at least once your cat walks in front of your microphone.
And what you didn't see is that when we were recording Cats with Jess McKenna and Zach Reno, I was like pushing like every 5 seconds, push. And it's just like her little nose, like just like being backed up by my hand. It was great. Mm-hmm. I loved it so much.
Guys, I want to mention something before we get going in this episode too far, and that is that we have a YouTube channel, and recently we've uploaded a few videos. We made a West Side Story parody of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song. Huh? That sounds intriguing.
Did you?
And then, what?
I just thought you didn't hear yourself.
I heard myself.
What did I say?
And then we also made a parody of the song Dentist from Little Shop of Horrors and replaced it with basically the plot of the musical Waitress. So that's weird. That's an interesting combo too. So check it out. Look us up. Search We Really Like Musicals on YouTube and all that stuff will pop up.
And if you find it, you should go comment what you think our podcast should be called. Podcast of Can't Talk? Perhaps?
Maybe.
No. Create your own. Get your own life.
get out of here.
No, just I
like
get
we
out.
Just told him to comment and then was like, and when you comment, we'll just be like, get out of here.
But it'll be our little joke. Mm-hmm. You'll know we're just joshing with you or Josephing with you.
Speaking of Joseph.
Nice.
So we are continuing our Andrew Lloyd Webber month. Last week, we obviously did Cats. And this week, we are celebrating Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, a.k.a. 11 Angry Men. Thanks at Legend Podcast for that alternate title. That's a good one.
And that's a good one.
Tune in next week. All right, so we're talking about Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I'm kind of excited about this episode. I don't know why. Why this musical? It gets stuck in my head all the time. Not just this week. It's the goat. It's the Gog. Greatest of all goats. Oh, there is a goat in this musical.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa.
Well, we don't actually see him.
I don't know. I think there was little skeleton goats at one point, weren't there? Or were those sheep? Oh. I don't know.
Ah, I don't know.
I think we're putting the cart before the goat. I am sorry for So Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I hadn't seen it. I think I had like seen commercials from it when I was a kid, when they were promoting the Donny Osmond version that we watched. Like they used to advertise it on TV all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I remember some of the songs from that, like the red and green and all that stuff where they name a billion colors,
mm-hmm.
which is fantastic. But I hadn't watched it until like around Christmas time this year or last year. Then I watched it again recently and there's something about it that just gets stuck in my head. What
just
do you think?
Something about it. Back in the day, I had a friend that was in like a small production of it, mm-hmm. and never went to see it. So
good friend.
Yep, greatest that's the end of all, my story.
You're a goof. Greatest
of all friends. That's me. But I was always very curious, like, what is that show about? But I didn't see it. So now I know. And I'm glad I know.
I mean, it's the Bible, basically.
I felt like I was watching kind of like a, hey, kids, let's listen up to the stories.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to have that feel. Maybe not originally. The show evolved a lot, which I think we'll get into. But the ultimate version that I think people are very familiar with now is the Donny Osmond version. And it very much has that feel of like, hey, kids, gather around. Let's tell a story. And as cheesy as that sounds, I mean, I guess it is cheesy, but it's kind of in a, like, they know they're being cheesy sort of way.
Right.
But it really works for some reason.
I mean, you're not wrong. Okay, so here's the thing. We open on this stage with the kids watching, and there's, like, people on stage, and they're, like, looking at their watches. And then the lady runs in.
Our narrator.
Narrate her. I just have a lot of questions about that, because who is she? Why is she late? Where'd she come from? Where did she go?
Yeah, Cotton Eye Joe. Gotcha. You know, I think you ask a lot of questions we don't need to know. Assume whatever you want her to be. In my mind, she was like the principal of this school.
I don't know if she...
Oh, I mean, this doesn't matter.
Okay, just tell me why she's late then. I just want that answer.
Why?
You've seen it twice.
If you found out the answer, would it make you enjoy the musical more or less?
About the same.
Okay, then let's move on.
Okay.
So if somebody's unfamiliar with Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, could you tell them what had happened in this musical?
What had happened was we had guided Joseph, and he in the Bible and stuff, and so he had a crazy story. And so he was a part of a family. He would talk about his dreams and visions that he had had. Then when he would talk about them, he would be like, oh, y'all suck, and I'm the best. And his brothers were like, yo, homie, we don't like that, okay?
Well, to be fair, he was a little bit more humble than that, but...
Actually, yeah. Not in the song, to be honest. Y'all corn was kind of small.
Oh, yeah, he does say that, yeah.
Yeah, he's like kind of a little bit like... Then the brothers are like, so you gotta go. And they sell him into slavery. He progresses through a chain of events. He ends up being in charge.
His dreams come true, kind of, you know? He's a dreamer. Now, it's done in a very whimsical style, I would say. That hasn't changed. The show has evolved, but it's always kind of been this, like, really silly sort of, like, almost mimicking, like, a production you would see at a church, I would assume. You know what I mean?
That's a great description.
And it's cheesy, so if you pull it off and you did a cheesy version of it, it's like, hey, that's kind of what it was going for, so.
Yeah, you should be like, I totally meant for it to be that way.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine. It's fine, Susan.
It's like when I mess up on a drawing and it's my artistic license.
Yeah.
Susan.
It's my choice.
Susan.
My art, my choice.
And this musical, it plays with genres, like we mentioned last week with Cats. And Andrew Lloyd Webber, I think he does that a lot, at least up until a certain point in his career. I think Phantom was kind of a place where he was like, oh, I'm just going to do an opera in this one. That makes the most sense. Mm-hmm. But he did a lot of messing around with different varieties of rock and roll and other styles of music. This obviously showcases that. This is Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice. They worked together to make this. They performed it live before Jesus Christ Superstar, but they didn't record it until after Jesus Christ Superstar's success to kind of piggyback on Jesus Christ Superstar with something that they'd already worked on. So originally it was only like 20 minutes, and then they expanded it to like 35 minutes. And then ultimately we expand it to a whole show, which I think is about an hour and a half. It's not super long, but the original version was much shorter and is more kind of a rock star feel to it. And so you can see like the songs that they added are the ones that kind of changed the genre the most, I think. So like the Calypso song that comes in, the Western sounding song, the French sounding song, those were all added in afterwards. Because a lot of this, there is a strange consistency, although it jumps around a lot. There's a strange consistency, I would say.
Like once you're listing the songs that were added, there's a clear difference though. Like with all the which is a great choice, by the way.
Oh no, absolutely.
I salute it with both hands.
Whoa, double salute.
Double salute from me.
So this is a sing-through musical. There's no talking, really. I love the themes that goes throughout it. You have the like the bum 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 bum. Got that going on, which is really fun. And that pops up a lot in various ways. And
there's another one too that I heard like 80 million times throughout every song.
I don't know. I love when musicals do that. I love when the theme or like they use the same melody but different lyrics, and I love when it really ties together like that. It's one of my favorite things to do in a musical. If you're not doing that in a musical, I'm okay with it, but when they do it, I'm like, hey, you put some thought into this.
You tell them.
Yeah. You made it cohesive.
Right. The only thing is that I get confused. Like, it's hard. Okay. Yeah, I should explain. It's hard for me to like remember which song is which, because I'm like, oh, they all have that same exact sound.
Right. A lot of the songs, when you're just listening to it, it's hard to distinguish. Unless you listen to the lyrics, then you can kind of find where you are in the plot. But yeah, some of them kind of run together. But I think that works to its advantage when you watch it on the whole. Mm-hmm. But when you just want to listen to little bits of it, it can be confusing and disorienting, like you said, because it's just like, oh, now which one was this one? But yeah, if you're just watching it like as it's meant to be, just in one big chunk, I think it really helps.
Yeah, I also will say that it's harder to choose a song you don't like when you keep hearing those catchy themes in there.
Right, yeah.
Because you're like, listen to it and you're like, nah, and then that theme drops and you're like, drop the bass.
Right. You know? But I think that's a quality that those sing-along musicals have, or sing-through musicals have. There are some distinguishing songs for sure, like standalone songs, but the little linking songs, yeah, those are the ones where they use the same melodies and themes. But let's talk about songs then.
Let's talk about it.
So what is your favorite song from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Okay, so for my favorite song, I feel like I need help.
Yeah, I think that too. Yeah.
Well, specifically about the songs, not just like my health, mental health. Here's the problem, that I can't decide between these two, and I feel like you should help me decide.
Okay, I would love to help you decide. I would love to tell you your favorite song.
Yeah, that's how this works, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying to decide between Benjamin Calypso.
Okay.
Obviously.
Oh, no. Not me.
Yeah, it's so catchy.
Yeah.
And One More Angel in Heaven.
There is one more angel in heaven.
Couldn't have two more different songs to choose from.
So you like the Caribbean island song, Maddie, the Calypso. Mm-hmm. And you also like the I'm on a ranch, I'm on a farm.
Yes.
I'm on another word for a ranch or a farm.
That's it.
You like
it.
That thing.
So here's the thing though, okay? Benjamin Calypso is like funky fresh.
Sure.
You know? And like that's what I want to like bounce to. So catchy. I feel happy when I listen to it. I don't feel sad anymore. Right, cures
that's
my depression.
What being happy is like, yes.
Right. And so the other one is like lyrically, it's like more funny. So that one's more strong, I think, like lyric wise, and just with like those real good, you know, Southern accents.
Well, I wouldn't say real good. I'd say real exaggerated.
Real good.
Lack truth and lie never die.
Mm-hmm. And they use my favorite word, which is fur. Love that word.
Your favorite word is fur. Have we never talked about this on the podcast before?
I don't know. Probably because it's not a fact. That was just something my brother and I discovered recently, that on accident we'll be like, fur myself. And then we'd be like, wait, I said fur instead of four. And
okay, so not fur as in cat fur, but
no, right. It's four. But if you're saying it fast and you're from the South, sometimes it slips out.
Fur. Yeah, for sure.
But then they like really exaggerate in that song. Now you have to tell me which one I like best.
I think they're both good songs. It's hard for me to find a song I don't enjoy because they're just mm-hmm. so fun. Mm-hmm. Even a song that's like kind of goofy and I'm like, this is dumb. Like, it's still fun. Mm-hmm. So Benjamin Calypso, I think, is the better song. And here's why. The One More Angel in Heaven song, I think it goes on a little too long. There's a fun okay. dance number in it. It's just a little too, because I think they do a whole dance number and then they come back to it and it's like the slow.
Yeah.
It's funny, but it's just a little too long. It could have used a little bit of editing. Benjamin Calypso, I think it's just perfect how it is. So I think you should pick that one.
All right. Well, done. That's my chosen one. That's my favorite son.
Mm-hmm. That's your favorite son.
So what's your favorite son?
My favorite son, well, I have a few, kind of a tie like you did. Any Dream Will Do gets stuck in my head
so
all the
catchy.
Time. And it's because of those echoes, the kids. I love that so much. And I love how they repeat what he says, but then the second time they're like, no, we're just going to say So he's like, I wore my coat. And they're like, oh, we'll say that. I wore my coat. And he's like, of many colors. And they're like, we're not going to say that. We're just going to go
I think they get bored because they're kids. And they're like, we don't really want to listen, but we kind of want to sing. Right. So we're just going to do our own thing.
And they don't repeat the first time he says it. I think I told you this. I was looking up versions of it, of like small productions.
Yeah.
And he goes like, I can't remember the first line, but he started singing and the kids aren't supposed to sing yet. But one kid was just repeating really loud. And I was like, oh, kid, your mom's going to love to show you this video in 10 years when you're a grown up.
Yeah. That is embarrassing. He is not the favorite son. I'll tell you that.
No. So Any Dream Will Do. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
And also, I think I really like Close Every Door. And that song is like...
Remind me of that one.
Close every door to me. I can't remember the words, but
yes,
it's the one where he's in the jail cell.
Yes.
And it could be in Phantom. It could be in Cats. Mm-hmm. It could be in Jesus Christ. Like it's
the lyrics are straight fire.
Yeah. And it's just so like... Compared to the rest of this musical, it comes out of nowhere, and it's so, like, adult compared to everything else. It's just a mesmerizing song. I get goosebumps, and some of the notes he hits, man.
One More Angel in Heaven.
Oh,
for sure. yeah, that song is boss.
Yeah.
The lyrics are, like, talking about, like, I am nothing, and I would ask, like, if I'm going to die or live, but I know that I don't matter, and, like, I'm just a person, like, I'm one thing passing through this life. And I was like,
it's intense. And I thought that might have been one of the songs they eventually added to, but that's been in there since the beginning. Yeah, like, it sounded slightly different in the original version, but, like, that was one they just wrote, and it was, like, good from the get-go. You know what I'm saying?
From the get-go?
Get-goat.
Nice.
So, good. I really like that one. Also, this is just a runner-up, I guess. Mm-hmm. Who's the Thief is, like, my favorite type of Andrew Lloyd Webber, where it's just weird, chaotic, and it's just, like... You know, he's like, who's a thief? And like,
it's got that like discordant, like, bonk, 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 bonk in the background.
Yeah, and like the drums are just like doing this confusing beat and it's just chaotic. And like the kids are like, yes.
Yeah.
Was it Benjamin? He's naming all the people.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So I love that. I love that chaos.
So you don't know what your favorite is?
No, I mean, I guess if like gun to my head, like probably Any Dreams Will Do.
I mean, that's the Welcome to the Musical song that you like.
It is. I think it's a good one. And, you know, it wasn't the Welcome to the Musical song until 1991. So this was recorded in 71, then didn't make it to stage until 74, mm-hmm. then didn't make it till Broadway until 82, and then didn't have that at the beginning until 91 or 92, I can't remember. It was always at the end of the song or end of the musical, and then somebody had the genius idea to tack it on at the beginning, and I think it wraps it up so well.
Yeah.
So I really like that they ended up putting it at the beginning. It fits.
Especially because, like, you catch on to that chorus so fast, obviously. Yeah. I mean, that little, and it's just so fun. And then I'm just like, I can't wait till I get to sing it again. Gets us stoked.
Well, what doesn't get you stoked? What's your least favorite song?
Oh, I was trying to think of like things I hate.
Yeah, like what doesn't get you stoked? You get stoked by everything.
Yeah, I was like, geez, like, I didn't know I was that obnoxious. My least favorite song, it's difficult. And yeah, I say that every time. And yeah, it's starting to lose its flavor. But yeah, it's true.
That just means we've been covering some good musicals lately.
That's, yeah. Okay. So my least favorite song is the Pharaoh song.
Which Pharaoh song?
So it's the one sung by the narrator. Because Janet, she's the narrator, right?
Her name's Janet?
Yeah, Janet Metz.
Oh, wait, before you get in, the narrator wasn't always a girl either. I think now it's become, like, cool to have her as a girl, but originally it was a guy, which I kind of liked. Not because I don't like ladies. I like ladies. I think it works fine, but, like, with such a predominantly male cast and all the brothers, I think the male narrator kind of just fit better. But I like the juxtaposition, too, I guess, of the feminine narrator. So it works on both levels.
But we also didn't like her.
Actor.
Yeah, no, yes.
Mm. Well, she has a good voice, I think. Mm-hmm. But yes, she is hard to watch sometimes. Yes.
Yeah, she really is. Bless her. So, yeah, she sings that song for the most part. I just don't care.
I can't remember how that song goes.
Well, that's the thing. It's just kind of like a little bit boring, and then it's like her, and then it's just kind of like...
But is that the one where the, he'll be famous, could be a big success, could be famous, could be a big success? Because I love that.
I think it is.
I think I agree with you. I think the rest of the song isn't that great, but like that little hook...
It's a little
hook,
slow.
That little hook, though, gets stuck in my head. He'll be famous, could be a big success.
Why are you singing it like that?
Because it's the kids.
Oh.
I'm a kid. That's my kid voice.
You don't even try to make your voice higher?
No.
You're just like that weird kid with a really low voice?
Mm-hmm. Give me my juice box.
Yikes. That's actually horrifying. What is your least favorite son?
My least favorite son is the Brothers Come to Egypt / Grovel Grovel song.
Now, is that because of the grovel... Part.
Grovel, grovel, worship, worship. I can't even remember how it goes. No, I just think it's not a very exciting song.
Mm-hmm.
Like we talked about, a lot of the songs have different genres or just really catchy hooks. And this one to me is just kind of forgettable. It kind of really helps move the plot along. But for me, it's in between Those Canaan Days and Who's the Thief. And those two are so interesting. And this one's just kind of like this, like, bologna sandwich, you know? It's like this gross meat in the middle of like tasty bread.
I'm trying to picture it right now, so just give me a minute.
You're trying to picture a bologna sandwich? You sound so rich right now. I've never even thought to do that. Bologna
peasant
sandwich.
What is it called again? How do you spell it?
Now you sound like Potiphar. What do you think of that song?
I really like it.
Yeah.
It's very schnazzy.
Schnazzy is a good word for it. Yeah, it's like 1920s sort of music. Just fun.
Has that kind of beat that I want to stomp to the beat. Like, I don't want to even dance. I just want to like walk slowly.
Well, it's flapper music. I think that's what you would call flapping. You know, if you walk like that and stomp, it's just you're flapping along, you know?
I don't think you know what you're saying.
Sure, I do.
Okay.
I love that song too. There's something about the aesthetic of that one in the movie too.
Mm-hmm.
Potiphar's weird black and white. They're supposed to be in Egypt now, so there's pyramids, but they're not really pyramids. It's just a bunch of triangles everywhere.
Yeah.
It's very spacey looking, but also...
Yeah, it is kind of weird because it's like such an older style of music, and then they like modernized it and made it like space age. Twilight Zone.
And Potiphar makes his living in pyramids.
Exactly. Pyramid schemes.
Well.
He's trying to sell lipstick and stuff. Anyways, which one is the Pharaoh Elvis one?
I believe it's Song of the King is where Pharaoh comes out and sings about his dream, right? Well, the Pharaoh has a couple songs in a row, and they all kind of have an Elvis vibe, but there is one that's really, really Elvis, and I think it's Song of the King. I've seen several versions of this, like I said, and like originally they made this dude look like really, he was basically a straight up Elvis impersonator.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really funny. And in the version we saw, he looked more like Pharaoh and like he had an Elvis vibe,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't like an Elvis impersonator. And that was kind of disappointing because I think it kind of loses the joke a little bit.
But I mean, he literally goes, uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't lose the joke, but I thought the like straight up Elvis guy would like it enhances the joke.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say though, I almost picked that as my least favorite song just because.
Really?
Yeah, but I have a good excuse, a good reason.
Okay.
I think it's because this musical parodies a lot of music genres, but just the genre. And that song kind of feels like it parodies like a specific song.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like it wasn't very original. Like even some of the other parodies of genres still feel like original songs. And this one to me was like a little too just straight up copying something.
Yeah.
Like, so it was hard for me to say.
Nose.
Yeah. Very on the nose. So it's hard for me to be like, oh, that's my favorite song or from Joseph, because it's like, it's almost like not even really part of the other songs. Yeah, I mean, whatever. Can't talking.
Does it make you want to dance though?
It does make me want to dance, I guess so. Like those Egyptian girls in the video. I think I did dance while we were watching that.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure.
Because the girls were doing these weird like dance moves with their hands and I was copying it and
I believe that.
And you left.
I believe
that. I'm
glad
you remember it. I thought it was a bonding moment.
You know, I'll remember it forever. It's just that not right now.
Okay.
So are we ready to play our game, or do we still need to address some music?
No,
or?
I mean, we can after that, but I want to play a game. Let's play a game.
Let's play that theme song.
Hey, wait a second. I gotta know. What song is that from?
Goats.
Oh.
Greatest of all theme songs. Goats.
Oh. I think it's too close to greatest of all time. So I think... You know what? I'm not going to fight you on the goat thing. I'm going to leave
you.
That alone.
I'll fight my own goat battles.
You would say that. Okay. We're going to play a little game called What Song Is That From? Now, James, tell them what this game is all about.
Well, you're going to give me some lyrics from songs from Joseph and the Amazing Tattletale Howard Dean Coat. And I'm going to try to guess what song they're from. It's all there in the title.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Joseph?
Okay, your first lyric is as follows. Old buddies, that's you and me.
You know, I felt so prepared.
Did
you? I don't know why I lured myself into thinking I knew lyrics to this musical.
The problem is there are a ton of songs.
Yeah.
And there are several that... Yeah, and there are several that have the big old slash in between them, so it's kind of like they're two songs combined.
Right, so give me the lyric again.
Okay, old buddies, that's you and me.
Old buddies, that's you and me. Okay, that's really hard. I feel like the brothers wouldn't say that about Joseph necessarily. Wait, maybe they would to try to trick him to go to the well. No, that sounds... Benjamin Calypso, maybe? Because then he's like, remember... No, Joseph All the Time, where he's like, it was me all the time. We're old buddies. You and me.
There's
maybe
so
that's...
many options.
Oh, gosh, there really is.
That's the
maybe
problem.
Pharaoh would say that about Joseph. Old buddies, you and me. You know what? I really don't know, so I'm just going to take a guess. I think it's going to be Joseph All the Time when he reveals to his brothers that that's him.
Bonk.
I knew it.
I know. I'll give you a hint. Caw-caw.
Stone the Crows?
Yeah.
Well, give me the context of that song, because I don't remember.
So Pharaoh's talking about how Joseph is very clever. He's talking about...
So it is Pharaoh telling Joseph, like, we're old buddies, you and me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he raises Joseph from the prison.
The pits of the prison.
The pits of the prison, as they say.
The pee-pee.
Makes him his number
Joseph
two.
Pulls Joseph out of the pee-pee.
And makes him his number two. That applies.
Yeah, he takes him out of the number one and makes him his number two.
That's great. Joseph would be so proud of this right now, what we're saying. Okay, so you got one wrong. That's not the end of the world.
No.
Your next lyric is, the decade's biggest yawn.
Hmm. Decade's biggest yawn, she says. Oh boy, these are tough.
Tough
little
cookies.
You really dug in deep. You didn't hold back. Decade's biggest yawn. So, I'm trying to think of what that would be. Is that maybe people talking about Potiphar? He's the decade's biggest yawn? Could that be it? I guess there was the whole famine thing. That could be a decade's biggest yawn. Famine. That makes sense. You know what? Maybe those Canaan days. Could it be that song? Could it be?
I can't tell you.
Who's the thief? Who's the thief? I'm going to say those Canaan days.
Bonk.
Dadgummit.
All right. I'm going to give you the starting lyric, and then you'll probably know. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The dreams of our dear brother are the decade's biggest yawn.
Okay. So that sounds like it would be something near the beginning. Joseph's dreams, I guess?
Bing, bing, bing is what I would say if you had gotten it the first time.
I wish you would have given me the whole lyric.
Yeah, but that's cheating. Am I right?
Guess so. I feel like I go easy on you.
Yeah.
And you're just like three words. You're like, Joseph is. What song is that from?
It's not true, though. The decade's biggest yawn.
I know.
Also, to be honest, I really thought that you had seen this more times.
No, just like three.
I mean, very knowledgeable about it, and I thought that was the case.
I think when we watched it, I was just excited about it because I had seen it recently and I really enjoyed it. So yeah, no, not a lyric scholar when it comes to Joseph.
You might get these last three, okay?
Okay, bring it on. Different musical.
Okay, so if he cracked a joke, then you chortled for days.
Oh man, if he cracked a joke, then you chortled for days.
Chortled for days.
Podcast of Can't Talking. I mean, I feel like maybe that's people talking about how you had to treat Potiphar,
Talk about it.
Cracked a joke, you chortled. Let's go with Potiphar.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Donk.
Donk?
Yeah.
We went from double bonk to donk.
Well, you got to change it up.
Man, I'm doing so bad.
I'm
so upset with myself.
It's okay.
Elise, I'm so upset.
It's okay.
I'm so sad right now.
You know what you should do?
I'm so upset.
I have the answer for you. Are you ready? Listen to Benjamin Calypso. It will cure your sadness.
That's true. Is it from Benjamin Calypso?
Absolutely not.
Oh, dang it.
It's from my least favorite song, which is?
I forget already.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the Pharaoh.
You're not a very good goof.
Greatest of all friends.
Yep. Okay, Pharaoh's story is the correct answer.
Okay. Yeah. I remember that now.
What can you do?
I can't get the majority now because we have five lyrics, right? So I've missed three.
But James.
Now you're calling me names?
Yes. No, I wanted to tell you that I have four bonus questions for you.
Oh, wow.
And I know it sounds elaborate, but it's not, okay?
Okay.
Stop yelling. Okay. All right, let's get to our next lyric. Are you ready?
Yeah, why not? Sure.
If we have time, we could see the Sphinx.
Ooh.
See, that one I tried to help you out more.
I know,
more
and
words.
I remember hearing this. But I can't remember if it was near the beginning or near the end when the brothers are going to Egypt or when they're bringing Joseph to Egypt.
Hmm.
If we have time. Could be poor Joseph, maybe? Yes.
Feel like you're going to get it. And you're
Are
so
you just
close.
Telling me to say that then?
No.
No?
Absolutely don't say that.
Those Canaan days, maybe? No.
Okay. So I want you to...
Brothers Come to Egypt.
There we go. I was going to say, I was going to help you if you needed it, but you got it. Ding, ding, ding.
Yay. I got one.
Sphinx, Sphinx, Sphinx.
There's people out there just listening to this, maybe, that are just screaming because they know Joseph so well.
Well,
James,
also,
they're so disappointed in me.
Sphinx equals...
Egypt. Yeah.
Egypt. Last one before our bonus. Just give me a number.
Oh, man. None of these were easy. No holding
the
back.
The Sphinx was easy.
Just give me a number, huh? I mean, what?
If you just give it some time, you're going to get this.
I really won't. Just give me a number, huh?
It's not very confident.
But yeah, I have no confidence in this one. I can use no context clues for this one.
Yeah, you can, though, kind of. I mean, just the lyrics themselves.
One more angel in heaven.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Mm-hmm. You know, you said use context, and so I picked the only one with a number in the title.
Mm-hmm.
Close every door?
Yeah, you got it. All by yourself. So he says, just give me a number instead of my name. Forget all about me and let me decay. I do not matter. I'm only one person. Destroy me completely and throw me away. If my life were important,
okay.
I would ask, will I live or die? But
all
I
right.
know that
okay,
the answer is
you're rubbing salt in the
world.
Wound.
Oh, I was trying. I just like this.
You're rubbing goat blood on my coat.
Oh, wow.
If you will.
I'm actually really sorry then. That's serious. All right, let's do those bonus. Are you ready?
Yeah, please. Let's move on.
Now,
I lost this game.
One thing that I'd like to say is that the bonus questions are lyrics, and they can be from any song. So like if we already talked about it or something, it's still up for grabs.
So this is still lyrics.
This is still lyrics. Okay,
oh,
your
boy.
First bonus lyric is no. No, 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 no.
Oh my gosh. What?
But each bonus question is worth 5 points. So if you get one, you win the game.
No, no, no. I mean, that sounds like something from Who's the Thief? You're looking at me like, please don't guess Who's the Thief.
You guess whatever you want to guess.
No, 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 no. No?
Just no. It's... Ready? No, 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 no. Five no's.
I don't know. I don't know, no, 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 no.
Are you giving up?
No, I don't want to give up, so I'll guess. Who's the Thief?
No. It's Brothers Come to Egypt / Grovel.
Ugh.
Grovel, Grovel.
I hate my least favorite song. You put it in here twice.
I mean, we did not discuss this ahead of time.
I know, I know.
I did not know. All right, bonus question number two.
Wait, why are these bonus questions?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
That is Who's the Thief.
You tell me.
Where they say yes, yeah, the kids point at them and they go, yes, yes, yes.
So, are you guessing
so
that?
So, Who's the Thief, yeah, Who's the Thief.
Bing, bing, bing.
Finally.
You win the game.
Is it the first? No, I don't win the game.
It's
don't
worth
even
five
act
points.
Like you made that up so I could win.
Am I ever nice to you?
There's two more bonus ones.
All right, here we go. La, 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 la.
Oh my gosh.
So again, that's la, 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 la,
one more
la.
Angel in heaven.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, they do. They go la, 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 la.
Do they?
I don't know. Who cares? What is it?
Benjamin Calypso. That's not how the song goes. They just wanted to say it like that.
Yeah.
Okay, last bonus question. If you get this right, you win everything.
Okay.
Okay. Sha, la, la. Joseph.
Sha-la-la, Joseph. Go,
okay.
Go, go, Joseph.
Is that your guess?
It has to be.
Go, go, go. Yes, yes, yes. La-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la. That means you got it.
Sha-la-la, Joseph.
So you win.
You and your goat were ahead of your time. Cool. Okay, well, I did terrible.
You did it.
I got through it. That's like surviving a car accident, you know? But you can't walk anymore.
Oh.
Oh, it got real. I'm sorry. It was nothing like that. I'm sure
Ooh.
Whoever's been through that situation, it's way worse than what I just did.
I just want to say that those Canaan days was also like up there in my top, you know, I don't know, 3, 4.
Yeah, it's a fun one. Those ones like we talked about, Go, Go, Joseph, those Canaan days, One More Angel in Heaven, Benjamin Calypso, and even the way they did Any Dream Will Do now. Like the vibe of it is kind of different than the original version. They all have kind of like you could drop them in a Disney movie, you know? I feel like. Because Tim Rice, you know, he's got those Disney ties. You can kind of feel that vibe. I feel like Benjamin Calypso and Any Dream Will Do, you could put those in Little Mermaid.
Oh, 100%. I was going to say that. Because Sebastian could sing
well,
that.
Well, not just because of Sebastian, but just the island vibe.
Yeah, but I mean, Sebastian.
Okay.
You'd kill it.
Because of Sebastian.
Yeah, I would love
to. So you want Sebastian to be in this musical?
Well, no, I want Benjamin Calypso.
Sebastian in Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
I mean, it works. But no, I would want Benjamin Calypso to be in The Little Mermaid.
That one was about a bunch of sisters that didn't like their sister. And this is about a bunch of brothers that don't like their brother. It's the same thing.
Oh, brother.
Gosh.
Sister, sister.
Or we didn't really talk about the Go, Go, Go Joseph song. What do you think of that song? Go, 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 Joseph. That's like, they all of a sudden have this crazy, like, 60s dance party. It looks like the set of Austin Powers or something.
Can you sing a little bit more of that one?
Well, it's a lot different at the beginning because it's kind of slow and then it busts into this huge dance number at the end. But it's the one where they're like, we've read the book and you've come out on top. Because it's like just after Joseph basically sings the close every door and he's like,
oh, right. And they're
sad.
Trying to get him to step it up. And
yeah. And they're basically encouraging him. And they're like, hey, we've read the Bible. You'll be fine.
Great.
Rolling their eyes like, hey, we can predict the future and you can't, but you can.
Yikes. Yeah, well, somebody'd have to dream about it.
Well, it's also the song, I think, with the butler.
Hardly know her.
Mm-hmm. The butler and cook?
Baker. Hardly know her.
Baker. Okay. It's a long song.
Yeah, see, and I get confused because they all have similar names, and I just like, then they got the slashes, and I just, you know, I can't keep up. I would need to see this like 8 more times before I feel like I'm...
I think that's something you should do. I love this.
Oh, man.
Can we rate it? Let's get into rating it.
You're ready to rate it.
I mean, I don't have anything else to say about it other than it's just fun.
Do you have anything to say about the set or like choreography or anything like that? Because I mean, we're commenting mostly on the music.
I guess there were some fun dance numbers maybe. Like we mentioned, the One More Angel in Heaven has a dance number. They had some pretty cool moves. Like one guy and a girl do this cool little dance thing. And I think one time she jumps on him and like swings around his body. And we both were like, whoa.
That sounds like us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was kind of impressive. I guess there is choreographed dancing, but it seems so organic that it's just kind of fun and you just feel like everybody's just having a good time on stage. And also, I guess if we're talking about visually and art direction and everything, it's intentionally cheesy feeling and kind of like a school production or a church production.
Mm-hmm.
It pulls it off very well. So it's almost like all the stuff where you're like, well, that's a little lame. But it works. It really fits in. So, I mean, I can't complain about it.
Well, and that's the thing. It starts off cheesy and you're like, oh, this is pretty cheesy. Like a couple minutes in, you're like, oh, but I like it. And then halfway through, you're like, was this cheesy? And then you're like, oh, yeah, it was cheesy, but like I loved it.
Right.
At least that was my thought process.
No, I think absolutely. And it's, you know, is it a masterpiece? I'm not so sure. I think it's fun. But there's a difference between like Beethoven and just like a fun, like, you know, rock and roll song that you like what's that song? 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fun.
I don't know why I thought of that song.
But that's like, it's just a simple song, but it's fun. And it's obviously not Beethoven, but you can still have a good time. And I feel like that's what this musical is for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not something that's like profound. Or just like, you know, like, oh my gosh, you got to go see it. But it's like, it's just a fun musical for me.
Yeah, agreed. You just said it so well.
So yeah, let's rate it. Why not?
Okay, do you want to start?
I do want to start. You know, last week we did Cats, and Zach wanted to give it a 9 because of 9 Lives. Mm-hmm. I really want to give this a 12 because of 12 Brothers.
Wow.
But I won't give it a 12 because it doesn't deserve a 12.
Wait, but you could do like 12 out of 15.
No, that's confusing.
Or you could do like 8 out of 12.
No, I'm still going to stick to the 1 through 10 scale.
I'm just trying to help you.
Well, I appreciate that, but I'm going to give it an 8.2.
8.2.
I feel like if anybody that knows me isn't surprised that I like this musical, because it's just goofy and fun, and the music is really catchy to me. It's what I enjoy to listen. What I enjoy to listen to, I will say I listened to the 1971 version, the shorter version that's like 35 minutes long. I listened to that earlier today, and it's like more like a rock opera thing, like Jesus Christ Superstar is. So it's not as genre jumping as this turns out to be.
Yeah.
And I really liked that too. So I like both iterations of it, and just a good time, like I said. So 8.2. Love it.
Any dream will do. 8.2.
Any dream will do. 8.2. What about you?
Ooh. Susan.
Susan. What's Susan doing here?
Susan, get out of here. I'm trying to rate this thing. So I'd like to start by saying Joseph is one of my favorite Bible characters. It's a story I know well.
Well. Like the one he got thrown into.
Yes, exactly. You're welcome. Oh, different musical. I think the character of Joseph is really interesting and the story is really interesting. And we talked about that song, Calm.
Close Every Door?
Yep. Calm Every Door.
Settle down, door. Settle down.
Chill out. That song is like, and we talked about how it's kind of like, you know, huh? What's happening? Because it's so deep. But I thought that was really interesting, kind of look into like, you know, what Joseph is like thinking and his emotions and going through all these horrible things. So it's interesting because it's like goofy and fun and silly. And then it has this like deep moment. And I don't know, like I thought it really like brought a lot of life and color to the story.
Technicolor.
Exactly. Just fun to watch. Would watch again. Would listen to. Did listen to, have listened to.
Okay.
So that being said, I'm going to give it, I just realized 8.2 is very high for you.
Yeah, I like it.
That just, it took me a while to like realize how high that was. I'm going to give it an 8.
Ooh, so it's high up there for you too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very high for you as well.
It's no 8.2 though.
Well, I won't argue with that.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Let's be reasonable. But I also would like to hear you tell people, give them 12 reasons.
Come on.
12 reasons that they should come see this. And by come, I mean, you know, go to your computer and, you know, look at it.
And watch it on YouTube?
Yes.
Well, it is on YouTube. That's one reason to go see it. You can find it on YouTube free. So why not?
Mm-hmm.
Am I really doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Second reason, it's catchy. Mm-hmm. Third reason, it's visually exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth reason, Benjamin Calypso.
Ooh, I like that reason.
Fifth reason is Donny Osmond singing Close Every Door.
Mm.
It's just really good.
It is.
Sixth reason is I heard, and I'm not for sure, but I think there's a version with Clay Aiken as Joseph. And I mean, hey, go look that up, Clay. Probably, if that exists. That's my sixth
reason.
Sounds
good.
Seventh reason, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice. Good combo. What's not to love?
Yeah.
Eighth reason, all the genres we talked about.
Yeah.
You know?
Lots of them.
Ninth reason, we've got Pharaoh as Elvis.
Yeah, that's...
So that's cool.
Yeah, it's a solid reason.
It's a nice little pun there, the king.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, guys. Tenth reason, people that are supposed to be Jews singing in country accents and French accents.
Yeah, the same exact people.
Yeah.
That just boggled my mind. I was like, they started speaking with this accent, and I was like, wait, I thought they were from Texas.
11th reason, if you watch the version on YouTube with Donny Osmond, I mean, you get to see a narrator that is very interesting.
Very expressive.
Is that a reason to see it? Sure, that's my 11th reason.
It's kind of like, you got to see it to believe it,
right?
Don't you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, exactly. I think so.
Yeah.
And 12th reason.
That's the 12th reason.
Any dream will do. That song.
Any dream will do.
Everybody needs to know that song. And I think I told you this, but like with Jesus Christ Superstar, you have like Jesus Christ
Superstar.
Which actually is in the original recording of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. They sneak that melody in
Sneaky.
At the end, which is kind of cool. But you have that with Phantom of the Opera. You have the bum, 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 like very recognizable theme. Mm-hmm. And then with Joseph, you've got the bum, 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 bum. So I just love, I guess there are other musicals that do that, but like just like one like main riff that you think of when you think of the title of the musical.
Yeah, if you can do that in a musical, I think you've done good.
So good job, AWL.
Great work.
Andrew Weber Lloyd.
Well,
I messed it up, but you know
fine.
What I'm saying. Year of Can't, podcast of Can't Talking. Can't even get that right.
Wow. We are doing so well.
So is that going to do it for our episode? What do you think?
I think that's going to do it for this
episode.
Should
we close that door?
Huh?
Close every door?
Oh, no. Just the one.
Just the one for this episode?
Yeah. Go, 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 James.
Go, 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 James. You know how to end. So we're done with this one. Okay, bye, Joseph. Get out of here. Because we got to welcome in Evita. Evita's coming in next week. Is Evita a person?
Evita, I hardly know ya.
I've never seen Evita. Have you ever seen Evita?
I have not seen Evita, and I've never heard of Evita. And I never will hear of Evita.
No, we're going to watch it before next week.
No.
Uh-huh. So guys, those people that have seen Evita, get on Instagram and follow us at We Really Like Musicals or on Twitter at WRLM Podcast. Tell us your alternate titles for Evita. What would you have called Evita? We want to know. And we had a lot of good titles for this week with Joseph. Well, some bad titles, but a lot of good titles. It's kind of hard to choose.
Honestly, I think there were a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
I think people really... Yeah. They really put their thinking caps
it.
On.
They put on their thinking dream coats.
Yeah. Yep. they were the ghosts.
Yeah, the greatest of all coats.
the dreamiest of all coats.
Mm-hmm. The dokes. No, that didn't work. Okay. I think we're done. I think we let's end this episode. So guys, thanks for listening to We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James and
I'm Elise.
And bye.
Bye.